Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tash.
So, first of all, congrats. I've read that it was Artist's 10th anniversary. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got here?
Sure. I know 10 years, it's pretty extraordinary in these days. But, yeah, I established the art school in 2008. I opened, and I just saw an opportunity where there, you know, it's such a vibrant artistic culture in the Inner West particularly, and there just weren't any really good art schools offering classes for both adults and kids. There were ones where kids could go, there were places where adults could go, but to be able to go and, you know, experience art, learn art from real and practicing artists across whatever age you were, it just didn't seem to be on offer. So I opened the space. It's going to be a little art school, and then it's just sort of grown and grown over the years.
And the Inner West is such a vibrant hub of art as well. So if people do come down on Saturday, what sort of thing can they expect?
Well, there's all sorts of activities they can either participate in or they can watch. We've got a new ceramic studio here, so it's a great chance for people to have a go at wheel throwing.
Oh, wow.
Kids, yeah, 8 and over can have a go right through to adults, and they can learn how to throw a pot on a wheel. Just a bit of a taster, not a full workshop, of course, but you don't need to book for anything, just turn up. We're also going to be sculpting a giant dragon in clay, so that's going to be a work in progress throughout the day with one of our artists, Cara Pryor. There'll be oil painting demos, there'll be kids' activities, there'll be face painting, cartooning. You can take part in a bit of a quick watercolour session, learn all about products and materials from, you know, Liquitex and Winsor & Newton and Derivan, so that, you know, all those sort of funny things you see in the shops on the art store shelves but don't know how to work or use with your media. So it's just a great chance to come and learn, to have a go, to see our space and, yeah, just have some fun.
Yeah, because when I was sort of reading, I was imagining a lot of sort of painting and I didn't really know what else. Sounds like there's a real variety of things going on.
Yeah, well, now that we've got the ceramic studio as well as our main studios, there's plenty of spaces where you can try different things. And all of our classes, and they range from drawing to watercolours to oils to printmaking to clay work. So it is quite diverse what we offer down here at Artist.
And so do we need any experience level to turn up, or is it if you've a complete art, I'm just horrible, I'm thinking of myself here, I am devoid of any art skill, you know, can we sort of turn up?
Absolutely. Look, it's a family day. Everyone is welcome to come and have a go. And it's also a chance just to see if you've got what it takes, or just if you're thinking about maybe, you know, my New Year's resolution, be more creative and, you know, perhaps do an art class, or, you know, I'm thinking about sending my kids to class after school. It's a good chance to just kind of explore, meet some of our teachers, have a go, get your hands dirty, and just have a go. It might be for you, it might not be for you, but at least you've given it a try.
And it's a good New Year's resolution to be more creative as well. So, you know, definitely with events like this, making life a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think so. And we'll also have an exhibition on, which is our sort of like our 10-year anniversary exhibition, where we're featuring some of the artists who have worked with us over the years. And many of those are award-winning and, you know, still out there entering art prizes and doing well in them. So it's just great to actually showcase them and, you know, show people the sort of artists that they'd be learning from here at Artist if they came and, you know, did a course or a workshop or, you know, just wanted to see the exhibition.
It sounds absolutely awesome. Before I do let you go, Jennifer, what are the details? How can people get involved?
Okay, so it's open from 10 till 2 this Saturday, the 3rd of February. As we said, it's free entry. Different things are happening at different times of the day, so we'll be updating our Facebook page just with those details. No need to pre-book for anything. Just, you know, turn up, have a go, move around from session to session and see what captivates you. But the details will be on our webpage, artest.com.au, or our Facebook page is Artest Art School.
And we'll pop all the links up on the podcast. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. We look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday.